Snap fans. This is Molly welcoming you back to Season 2 of Mysteries About True Histories. Get ready for more math, more history, and of course, more mysteries.
Good idea, Rufus. Let's go for a walk.
How could you possibly know that's what he meant?
Are you kidding? We have a bond. Bully's best friend and all of that. Plus, he's standing near the door with a leash in his mouth.
That sounds more like it. I could use a stroll around the neighborhood. It'd be good to get outside and clear my head.
Yeah, finally a weekend with no homework and no problems to solve. Just a regular, boring old Saturday. Oh, I've missed them. Come on.
Nothing like the smell of freshly cut grass. And just feel that nice, warm breeze. And just look at that mysterious storm cloud.
Whoa, sounds like every dog in the neighborhood is howling. Hey, what's up, boy? It's some weird weather, but what the? Where'd that tennis ball come from? Easy, Rufus. Come on, drop it. Drop it.
Did that ball just come bouncing down the sidewalk on its own?
I don't see anyone.
Me neither. But someone must have dropped it or thrown it.
True, but we're the only ones here. Well, less than about 100 dogs.
I think maybe the dogs know something we don't.
Come on, Rufus, drop the ball. Leave it. Leave it.
Look, the ball has something written on it. Ugh, yuck, it's all slobbery. Thanks, Rufus.
What does it say?
Let's see. I think it says, Ninana AK, 1925.
Great.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
No, I meant great. I just jinxed us. This sounds like a problem solver assignment. AK is the abbreviation for Alaska, and Ninana must be the city.
And 1925 is the year we need to go there. Ooh, it also says minus 50 Fahrenheit hike.
Easy, Rufus. Don't walk so fast.
Seems like he's pulling to go back home.
Minus 50 Fahrenheit? Ugh. Can't we ever just go to Hawaii or even Florida? I hear the Mediterranean is lovely this time of year.
We have been to some warm places, but there's definitely been some freezing ones. I guess where you find extreme weather, you find extreme problems.
I know, but do we always have to go to the extremist extremes? I mean, we've already been to Antarctica, not far from the South Pole. Now we're heading way up north to the North Pole.
Oh, stop being so dramatic, Max. According to the internet, Ninana is 1,727 miles away from the North Pole.
Yeah, well, right now, I'm 3,178 miles away from the North Pole. So, if you calculate the difference of miles, we'll be 1,451 miles closer to the North Pole.
Hey, this is what problem solvers do. Yes, thank you, Rufus.
Better get your booties, boy. It's getting me cold. I'm so bundled up, only my nose feels cold, but I can barely move my arms.
I see a log cabin. Let's go in and stay warm. See if anyone inside knows what's going on here.
For the record, this dwelling is sort of log cabin or pioneer homestead. More specifically, it's what you call a roadhouse. One of a network of stops throughout the Alaskan wilderness where traders, miners, and especially mushers can stop to rest, eat, and recharge before continuing out in this punishing weather. That's right, Rufus. You tell that snow and wind who's boss.
Let's get inside, quick.
Ah, there you two are. Now we can start.
So much for resting, eating, and recharging.
You'll be happy to know I have the serum. They sent it on the train from Anchorage.
Serum?
That's right. No time to waste. Hop on the dog sled, Max and Molly. I'll brief you on the trail. You too, Rufus. Welcome to the team.
Wait, you're going to harness Rufus up to the dog sled team too? He's not a husky.
Look at him. He's raring to go. Rufus, Blackie, team, hike!
So hike is the command you use to get your team of 8 dogs to start down the trail?
No wonder Rufus was so excited when I said it before.
Mush! Yep, no time to waste here. The Alaskan city of Nome is about 674 miles away through dangerous wilderness. A steam engine was able to bring the serum to Nenana. But to get through the wild, we have to rely on our dog sled team.
Gotcha. I realize we have to move fast, but do you at least have time to tell us your name?
Wait, I know. You're Wild Bill Shannon. We're on the Great Race of Mercy.
Smart boy. Wild Bill at your service. And yes, we're on a serum run.
A serum run?
Yippers. Nome is experiencing a diphtheria outbreak, which could endanger the lives of all 1,400 residents. We need to get this serum to them, and fast.
We sure do. Diphtheria is an extremely dangerous bacterial infection. Bacteria creates a toxin in the body that attacks the respiratory system. It presents like a cold at first, but it can be fatal if left untreated. And it spreads easily. Thanks to childhood vaccinations that began in the 1940s, diphtheria isn't much of a concern in our time. Most of us have developed immunity.
Ah, no wonder Miss Murgatroyd sent you two. Immunity, smarts, stamina, you're perfect for this job.
Which is getting the vaccine to the people?
That's right. This diphtheria antitoxin was only recently developed by Emil von Behring, who won the Nobel Prize for Physiology. He's known as the savior of children because diphtheria is especially dangerous to kids.
How long will it take us to get there?
Well, it's a relay, Max. With this distance and these weather conditions, our teams need rest. But if we pass it off, we can keep the serum moving. Mushers from all over the state volunteered. Most of us spend our lives mushing, delivering mail and supplies to small towns and competing in big races. In all, there are nearly 20 drivers and 150 dogs in this relay.
So that means...
Wait, I can do this one. 150 divided by 20 means 7.5 dogs per team.
Oh, Max, I'm pretty sure there aren't any teams with half a dog.
Not unless we count your doggy as half, but I'll say he may be small, but he's giving it his all.
I'm guessing most dog teams will have between 6 and 8 dogs.
That's right. Ho! That's musher talk for left. It's getting harder to see in the dense snow. I hope we can make it. Gee! That's the command for the team to turn right. We're really getting into the thick of it, though.
There! Up ahead! A roadhouse!
Whoa! That means stop! I'll leave you two. I mean you three, here with the serum. The next team will pick you up any minute. Good luck to you problem solvers!
Chet Nickerson reporting a news update. Help is on the way. Brave mushers and their teams of furry four-legged friends race their way across the Alaskan wilderness, bringing a life-saving serum to end a diphtheria outbreak. The Great Race of Mercy is 3 days in and shows no signs of slowing down. These specially bred and trained Alaskan Malamutes, Chinooks, and Siberian Huskies are naturally bundled against the cold and know this backcountry like the back of their paws. Man's best friend is currently Nome's best hope, as sled dogs lead their drivers through punishing blizzards and treacherous terrain. The serum is coming to save lives, proving some heroes wear fur.
Look! Up ahead! Another team is coming!
Max and Molly! And Rufus! I am Leonard Seppala. Do you have the serum?
Nice to meet you. We have the serum.
Then let's head to Nome. But remember, this is the most dangerous part of the trip. Rufus, follow my lead dog, Togo. Hike!
Leonard, the news is reporting that you're the only person for this job. Even though you were born in Norway, you've spent over 20 years as a dog sled driver here in Alaska.
I may know this terrain, but my dogs know it better. Togo is 12 years old, an experienced leader, and a Siberian Husky, a breed of dog known for their adaptive intelligence, which means making smart decisions in the face of danger.
According to this map, We need to cross the Norton Sound, a large body of water which is frozen over now.
But the dangerous part is that the ice might break. Maybe we should go around it.
We don't have time. It would cost us an extra day. You'll notice I harnessed the dogs in a fan formation, all spread out, instead of two by two or in a straight line.
Good idea. Since the dogs are all spread out, they have better ability to choose their own path over the ice. Plus, their weight is distributed differently, which is important when treading over ice that can break.
It's like an episode of Ice Road Mushers. I just hope it works.
There's so much snow coming down, I can't see my hand in front of my face.
Should we stop?
Nope. We're gonna have to trust Togo and the team.
Trust Rufus? You can do it, boy. I believe in you, Rufus. You too, Togo and your team. You got this.
If we can't see, how do the dogs know where to go?
My sense of smell. Dogs have up to 300 million olfactory receptors in their noses, compared to just 6 million for humans.
Wow, that's 50 times more.
When dogs breathe in, a tissue membrane in their nostrils allows the wind stream to enter their nose and divide into two sections, one for breathing and one for smell detection. Plus, the scent detection part of their brain is about 40 times more powerful than ours. Trust me, they'll get us there. Mush, Togo!
Hey, Maul! Remember when I said just a regular boring Saturday?
Looks like you were wrong!
Here we go, across the ice.
Did you hear that?
I can't look!
Me neither.
Yes! We made it over the ice.
Can we never do that again?
I told you these dogs would get us there. Good job, Togo, Kerensky, Japhet, Pete, Zeus, and Fritz. Oh, and you too, of course, Rufus. Good doggies.
Yay! Are we there?
Nope, we're still 78 miles from Nome. But if you think you're tired, my dogs are exhausted. I'm sure Rufus here will want to ride in the sled for the next leg of the relay. Gunner Kassan, with his dogs Balto and Fox in the lead, will take you the rest of the way. Thanks for your help. The people of Alaska will never forget you two kids. Or you too, Rufus.
I guess we wait.
What was that? A Yeti?
No, Max. Yetis aren't real.
Hey, we may not be able to prove they're real, but we can't prove they're not.
Fine. But just so you know, moose are dangerous out here. They're huge! Like, between 800 and 1,600 pounds.
Yikes! That's 8 to 16 times more than me!
I think it's getting closer.
Uh-oh, there's something coming right for us. Fast! You protect the serum. Rufus and I will try to scare it off.
That's very brave of you, but you don't have to worry. It's Gunner and his dog team.
Phew. Okay, let's finish this trip.
Yep. There's no place like Nome. There's no place like Nome.
There's no place like Nome.
That's it. Everybody line up for the serum.
We did it, Molly. 674 miles of Alaskan wilderness in 5.5 days.
It's 5.5 times 24 equals 132 hours. 674 divided by 132 means we averaged over 5 miles an hour through some of the roughest terrain in the country.
And worst weather.
But somehow we made it, thanks to the 20 amazing sled drivers and 150 incredible dogs. Some heroes really do wear fur.
Best of all, the serum was okay. Not a single vial broken.
Just a little frozen, but they can thaw it out.
Hey, have you seen Rufus?
That's it, buddy. Take a little nap.
We'll let him sleep a little, but we've got to go. There's no place like Nome, but there's really no place like home.
This episode of Mysteries About True Histories was written by Libby Ward and voiced by Dexter Danger Mayo, Molly Smith, Mike Praviti, and Adam Tex Davis. Original music by Brian Suarez. Our associate producer is Max Kamaski. Technical direction and sound design by Josh Hahn. Mysteries About True Histories was created and produced by Adam Tex Davis and Jerry Kolber and is an Atomic Audio production.
un joyeux brouhaha, un chaleureux chahut nous retient autour d'une table à peau du ventre bien tendu. Les vieux finissent l'eau de vie tandis que les jeunes mangent leur pain blanc en chatouillant les petits qui s'étouffent en rigolant. Les repas le dimanche midi, comme je sais plus qui disait, le bonheur ça se trouve pas en lingots, mais en petite monnaie. Une forte tête blonde termine sous la menace ses minuscules dés de viande en faisant la grimace. Il en donne un sur deux au chien, moi j'y vois clair dans son petit jeu. Il me supplie du regard, alors je ferme les yeux. Les repas le dimanche midi, comme je sais plus qui disait, le bonheur ça se trouve pas en lingots, mais en petite monnaie. Le bébé en bout de table, sur sa chaise d'arbitre, surveille d'un œil abstrait l'arbre généalogique. Dire qu'on vénère tellement ce petit incontinent, la grand-mère l'embrasse en rital, je vous jure que c'est mieux avec l'accent. Ça me rappelle quand on était gamin, on faisait nos prières en italien. J'ai longtemps cru que Dieu était rital, mais maintenant je sais bien qu'il est américain. On fait des dunes de sel pour aspirer les taches de vin rouge renversé et les sujets qui fâchent. Les vieux souvenirs vacances roulent sur la nappe, les miettes de pain, les blagues plutôt grivoises, ça augmente les bouteilles de vin. Les repas le dimanche midi, comme je sais plus qui disait, le bonheur ça se trouve pas en lingots, mais en petite monnaie. La prune, la poire, la cerise, on va siroter tout le verger. Le grand-père sort les cigares et se les fait tous taxer. Morceaux de sucre dans l'alcool, raffinement de gastronome, c'est la chasse au canard dans le mar de Bourgogne.
Les repas
le dimanche midi, comme je sais plus qui disait, le bonheur ça se trouve pas en lingots, mais en petite monnaie, en petite monnaie.